You're listening to one of the best internet radio stations around.
People of World of Dreams, the time has come to introduce you to a new level of music. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on stage.
Heart Entertainment Magazine and Radio, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the coolest internet podcast radio show on the planet. And I am your host, Mr. OBLK, and I hope that you are ready for today's show, because today we have the incredible Melly CK in the studio. We've got some amazing music from Melly CK, as well as an incredible interview. How do you sleep? You are now rocking with the best. I'm wondering, what do you think about it? Yeah, I'm hoping that you change your mind. I'm hurting, wish you can realize it. You coming and you going. Baby, how you doing? And that's all I know. Oh, you don't say hello, but you checking on my phone, and you know there's nothing wrong. Oh yeah, is it because of her? I see it in your eyes, she's still in your head. That's really how I feel about it. Baby, you know I got dreams about us. Yeah. Passing by, you don't think that I realize it. I'm trying to show my feelings, but you're intense. Wow. You've been sneaking around, yeah. But instead, I took the blame.
I miss a yes, we the best. Them can't contest. Music not easy like a game of chess. We sit on the tap and the rest will come next. Screaming out loud, Heart Entertainment Radio Station, the best.
Curse your name. What happened?
Yeah.
Just tell us, how did you... just tell me, how did you come up with that song?
Well, like I said, my music speaks for itself.
Okay.
So you won't have to find any hidden meaning in it, because everything, every word I say means exactly what I was trying to say. It's not like I'm saying it in riddles or anything.
Okay.
Cause your name is about my broken heart.
Okay, well, okay. Let me just try to piece things together here. I just want to understand. Most artists say that when they write a song, it's usually because of a certain experience.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Did you have some kind of relationship problem when you came out with that song? Did you just like take it out of the air and say, you know what, I'm just gonna write this?
Okay, so first of all, I want to say, when you listen to my songs,
okay. You
must know that the way I wrote the song, it's somehow the way I felt,
okay. Or
the way I know someone felt,
okay. Or
the way I know people feel, or
okay. People
face certain things like that.
Okay. So,
but Curse Your Name is literally about my own feelings.
Okay.
I was in a relationship which was a toxic relationship.
Okay.
And I feel like most people are getting into toxic relationships. So I felt like writing that song in my own words, in my own way, in my own feelings.
Okay.
Was gonna touch somebody's heart out there, because it's not a feeling that I only went through.
Yeah.
It's a feeling that I feel like everybody goes through, you know. You get broken, you date somebody that's not appreciating you, somebody who's got somebody, you know, somebody who values another person. I mean, somebody who literally just put you in their lives as a as a rebound almost.
Yeah, you know? I understand what you mean.
So I felt like that when I wrote that song. There was so much going on in my relationship, and this guy was just taking me for granted and taking me for a ride. And that's where Curse My Name came from. You know, I curse your name because he was breaking my heart. And I felt like, I'm going to curse your name. I want you to feel the karma, you know. Yeah, okay. Curse your name.
But it's a really nice song. So how many songs do you have? So far I've heard about
two.
You know? But the Summertime. Summertime is a really nice song.
Yeah.
I think people can jam to it. I just want to know, do you have many, like, over 10 songs or other songs that you're still writing that you're yet to produce?
Yes, like I was saying, I actually have a lot of songs. When I look at my songs, it's just that I haven't had enough studio time to record all of my songs to make it into an album or into albums.
Okay.
But when I look at the number of the songs that I've written so far, they can make up to 2 albums. And plus single hits that are just single hits. So I actually have quite a lot of songs. And I feel like people are gonna have to get ready. Sharpen your ears, because there's so much coming from me.
You got police and deadly axes on your radar, while I be like 007 with it. Faces booming at the sea, jiggy jiggy with it. Pop a bottle and pour one for me, baby. Tell me you're dipper sick, it's a mini. If you with it, I get it. You need a Superman. You need a Superman. Let's fly away. Just don't be okay, baby. Just ain't no day. Yeah, I wanna give you my love. I wanna give you my love. Just don't be okay. We'll be staying all day. I wanna give you my love. I wanna give you my love. Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I was raised by my grandmother. So she was a very humble person. I come from a very humble Christian family. So unraveling my talent started in church, where I was singing every Sunday. And everybody would be so intrigued by my voice as a six-year-old. So everybody actually voted for me to be singing. Every Sunday they wanted to see me singing a song or just hearing my voice in some other way. So my grandmother inspired me, and I was also inspired by artists like Beyonce and Rihanna, because growing up those two became so dominant in the industry that everybody was just looking up to them as role models. And those two inspired me a lot. And I was listening to other artists, of course, R&B and hip-hop artists. So that's where my inspiration comes from, because I knew exactly what I wanted from a young age. As young as 6 years old, I already knew the kind of music that moved me and intrigued me and just made me feel that inside of me, like I'm a very dynamic person. So I would always feel like every time I listened to an R&B hit or a hip-hop song, I always felt like that's where my spirit belongs. That's where my soul belongs. So yeah, I was inspired by my grandmother, by letting me sing in church. It was like a given opportunity that I had at a very young age.
Radio.
time, we rockin'. It's summertime, we blazing, we celebrating. 'Cause we made it, we made it, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's summertime, we rocking and we blazing. We're the best, best, we're the best, best. We've been working hard through situations, and now we made it, now we made it. Party every day, come and join me. Anything you want, I can provide. Money on my mind, and you can't stop me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, everybody, let's make love to the sunshine, yeah. We made it. Yeah, it's summertime, we're rocking and we're blazing. We're the best, best, we're the best, best. We've been working hard through situations, and now we made it, now we made it. Thinking it will never end. Now you're dancing endlessly, dancing to this beat, yeah, baby. Until the sun is up, until the sun shines. Yeah, we keep on moving, we keep on going down. Keep on moving to the beat, keep on moving to the beat. Just keep breathing.
It's a talent in me, you know, it's something I was born with. So it's not something that my parents or somebody or my grandmother as a person who raised me forced into me. It's something that I actually grew up being like scolded for, because my parents were so worried that I was gonna be drawn into the music industry and become something else they didn't want me to become. But it was something that just made my soul move, you know. So the music industry is something that as soon as I realized and recognized the talent that was in me as an artist, as a songwriter, I wanted my voice to be heard. I wanted people to know my work. I wanted everybody to just listen to what I had to say in my music. So I feel like that's something also because of the gift in me. It's something that, you know, you get drawn into the industry because you want your work, you wanna sing, so you want people to listen to you. You want people to know who you are. So I guess that's what drew me into the industry, and just that.
Yo, you tuned in onto Art Entertainment Radio Station.
Sipping on my liquor. Laid back, 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 laid back. Sipping on a liquor. Laid back, 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 laid back. Sipping on a liquor. Laid back, 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 laid back. Sipping on a liquor. Laid back, 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 laid back.
Always with my hitters. That's facts. Laid back on track. It's smashing. Obi got some liquor, that's jammy, that's vice. Got some Remy and the ice. Gotta call the chicks up. She bad, but she always picks up, so we always mix up. It never sticking up though. If it's sipping, gotta go through the front door. On the back door, it's a trap though. 'Cause the liquor found me without a map.
Sipping on my liquor, laid back, 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 laid back. Sipping on the liquor, laid back, 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 laid back. Sipping on the liquor, laid back, 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 laid back. Chilling in the game like a king. They could never see me riding in my tent of wheels, riding in the hood, feeling brand new.
Mr. OB, end up stunting honeys. While you busy cutting haters, I'll be cutting puppies. Popping bottles, taking photos, and we breaking records. Tell me Swaggy Maggie Chuck, yeah, we cackalacking. I be sipping on the liquid like a fish. I don't see any haters, I just want to see game. Yeah, I just want to see game. I don't feel any pressure, I just feel fresh air.
Well, my creative process, I get creative depending on the energy that's surrounding me. You know, I'm a person who likes to have a vibe on a daily basis. I don't want to feel so low. I don't want to feel like I don't have anything to do. I don't want to feel like I'm not creative for the day. So what I do is playing an instrument, you know, just playing an instrument which has not been sang on. Going to YouTube, listening to a song, and just being creative with my lyrics, my own lyrics, like just making sure after a day I have to be creative with one of my songs. I have to maybe, if I have a song that I haven't finished yet, I must just make sure maybe I put one line on it, you know. For me, that's a creative day for me, and just being able to be musical for me makes me feel so creative. And also I choose the energy around me, so I ignore trolls, I ignore people, like I ignore critics, because you find out that there's always people that's gonna say something wrong about what you're doing. So you don't wanna listen to those people, you don't wanna put that energy into that a lot. So put your energy into something, into people that believes in you, you know, into people that understands what you're trying to do. So that's my creative process, is to just make sure that I make sure I'm surrounded by good energy and good vibes. And for me, then that's my creative process, because being around good vibes and being around positive energy makes me creative. It makes me do something even when I didn't plan to do it. So that's my average, that's my creative process. And my average day, well, average day for me is just being myself, being an artist that I am, listening to some jam, or I normally like to play my own songs, play my own music, and just try to understand who I am and who I really, what I'm trying to do with my songs and what I'm really trying to put out there. So for me, that's my average day. Just being myself, being with family and friends, listening to music. There's no day that goes by that I don't listen to music or listen to something new, or just try to find something that makes me, you know, creative, and something that makes me feel alive and just feel the vibrant inside of me. So well, in my music there isn't any hidden meaning. What you hear is what you get. What you hear is exactly how I was trying to express it, because I'm a person who writes about, I write about my vulnerabilities, I write about my insecurities, I write about my creative as well, my creativity. I write about my life, you know, I write about who I am, and there's nothing hidden that you're gonna try and wanna, you know, look at or look into that you won't understand while you're listening to my songs. So everything that you hear, every word says it exactly as it is. Every sentence, the chorus or the verse will literally say something about my life or about what people are facing out there, literally. So there's not really a hidden meaning in my songs, because I don't have anything to hide.
Hello, Heart Entertainment Radio. This is Johansson coming straight out of Malawi. Stay locked on with DJ OB.
A million times, and I've cried.
I'm a person who loves collaborations. If you look into my songbooks, you actually see the artists that I wish and dream to sing, to collaborate with. And I don't feel like that's, it has anything to do with the process. I feel like the process is just meeting other artists, getting to know the artists, and if they share the same feeling as I do, then I feel like we can collaborate and we can write a song. And with me writing a song or being collaborating with another artist, I don't feel like it has anything to do with if they have the, they do the same genre as I do. I feel like it has something to do with if we can get along, you know. If I can get along with somebody, I can get along with whatever they do, you know. So that's me, and that's how I feel like I can collaborate with other artists. As long as we get along, we can make a song. It could be Ja Preza, it could be Winky D, it could be Beyonce, it could be Alicia Keys, it could be Cesar. We can make a song as long as we feel like our energy synchronizes, you know. Because I feel like for people to get along and for people to be able to work together, you have to understand each other and you have to know the other person, not too much, maybe just a little bit, you know. So for me, it doesn't have to be a process, it just has to be how we get along and how we can, what we can talk about that we want to write about, you know. So that's how I feel like I can collaborate with others. For me, it's not about the genre, because I listen to other song music as well. I listen to other artists that are not R&B and hip hop. So for me, collaborating with somebody is also like that creative process that we just spoke about, you know. Well, with my fans, I feel like my fans, the fans that I have now sort of understand who I am already, because most of my fans are my family and friends. So, how I react to them, wow, and interact with them is just being myself. I just feel like being yourself in life gets you so far away in life. It gets you to places you wanna be, because people, you know, it's easy to interact with somebody. You can just like know that, you know, like somebody who puts themselves in public the way they are, not somebody who's a phony or somebody who tries to be somebody, you know. I feel like, and I'm not a very difficult person to get to, because I know how to get to people too, you know. I'm a very easygoing person and I'm very transparent. So that's how I get to interact with my fans, because they know who I am, and I also try to know who they are. So I don't make it difficult for people or for my fans or whoever that it is to get to me, because I mean, I'm just a human being. I'm not superior or anything or a goddess. So yeah. But yeah, so that's how I get to interact with my fans and respond to them. I just respond to them in a normal way, you know. I respond to them as if they were like my neighbor, or they were my friend, or they were somebody I've known already. You know, so that's how I make it easy for them as well to just know me and who I really am.
Big Ghana, West Africa, and London to Jamaica, you tune in to Heart Entertainment Radio Station. Sick just say so. Then feel you know this border.
My favorite part about being a singer and being in the industry and being a musician is that I feel like I'm a person who likes to interact with other people. I'm a person who likes to be in public. I'm a person who likes to put out themselves out there. So for me, it's the best part is just being able to let people know who you are, you know, and people getting to know you. And my my least favorite part, I feel like I'm a very shy person. So sometimes some people are always not the same, obviously. So I just feel like sometimes you have to work hard to prove to certain people, you know, who you are, and certain people won't, obviously. Not everybody's gonna accept you. So yeah, you know, rejection is like everybody's fear, I feel. You know, you don't want to be rejected when you put yourself out there. You want everybody to accept you. But yeah, that's my least favorite part, because we all have to face that, unfortunately. It's like a predicament that we all have to face. And yes, performance anxiety, I do, since I'm a very shy person. But I try so hard to just be myself and to just not have that fear in me when I'm on the stage. But that's something that gets to me all the time, and I'm a very shy person. I'm very shy, but I try hard to just be a normal person and act like I'm not shy. I try hard to look you in the eye, even though I know in my mind I'm like, I'm not really that person that knows how to interact in such a way, but I do my best. As much as I'm a shy person, I love people. I love to talk to people. I love meeting new people. And I also love learning people and humans' behavior and how other people react to circumstances and situations. So I will find myself just be resilient, you know, to just being able to not have that anxiety, because you're an artist and you have to put yourself out there, and putting yourself out there is being a person of people, you know, just knowing that people are looking up to you. So yeah, but I do have anxiety a lot on stage, like I'm shaking almost. So my favorite performance is, I haven't really had venues where I perform where I can be recognized so far, but I've performed in South Africa in certain clubs, certain nightclubs, and one of my favorite places that I used to like to perform was in Kempton Park. Kempton Park, I have quite a few fans. I actually have a lot of fans in Kempton Park, in Joburg. People are kind of getting to know me, and I love performing in Joburg because people just sort of enjoy my music, and I've marketed myself a lot that side. So people are very aware of me and my music. So I love Joburg. I would love so much to perform in my country. I wish that people would understand my music and what I'm trying to put out there, and I would love to have shows in my own country.
Music belongs here on your number one station.
And you know, following my footsteps, or to those who want to achieve their goals and their dreams as well. Just listen to yourself, listen to your heart, listen to your inside of you, listen to your gut, listen to your instincts, because those feelings never lie, and that's something I've learned throughout my whole life. Whatever you feel inside you, if you feel like this is for me, then that's for you. And that's one thing I was saying before, don't listen to trolls, don't listen to critics, don't listen to the people that are trying to bring you down, don't listen to negativity. Listen to the people that tells you they believe in you, and listen to yourself, you who only know what is good for you, not somebody else, you know, because you know who you are, you know what you're capable of. So listening to yourself and listening to your heart and just following the right path, surrounding yourself with the right people is a very very big influence on your career or on your dreams, because if you're gonna go around, go about listening to people that tells you you're not good enough, then you're gonna end up believing you're not good enough. So listen to yourself and listen to the people that wants the best of you. And this is my advice to my fellow artists, because the journey could be hard, could be difficult, but if you listen to yourself and to all the right decisions and all the right people that surrounds you, you will get there.
Okay, wow, okay, that's great. So there you have it, guys. This is Melly CK, and she's got some amazing songs that are coming out. And of course, you can go and check out some of her music on SoundCloud, YouTube, right?
Yes.
She's also on YouTube, so you can go and check out some of her songs. And also, you can listen to some of her songs on your favorite station, Heart Entertainment Magazine and Radio. I am your host, Mr. OBOK, and it has been a blast.
Music just feels so good. You're on the number one.
Sorry, I'm the beat, babe. Sorry, I'm the beat, babe.
I get a little more to give back. hella tete funela matete abwe ka ditwe ya nigga say never got class at one o kare go skela piro to di clash ke na le khamene re over di top are sawara ra next year star karega bugatti go be thaga blood Sash plata jo carrega Bugatti go be thaga plata fana Victoria tega di tra ya nigga say never got class at one o kare go skela piro to di clash ke na le khamene re over di top are sawara ra next year star karega Bugatti go be thaga blood
Sash plata jo carrega Bugatti go betha plata fana Victoria tsela di tra ka tsantsa modova go betha plata ki pofela utsa ka na mathata sama 16 kg nya ki lo legal plata hesh sash plata jo ba betha ka kona le so beto stata jama location era la go flat 39 ga le bishi ki taba re tlele le ba re smasha ga sama mo le stara bo rogo to sala tantula go pele ma to go sa kwata ga re ga jitla go be thaga plata sosh plata jo sa fela pelo ma dogo to tanya go bona wa stapa sa bara to tla
chanta ya nige se nige ka class at one o kare go skela piro to di clash ke na le khamene re over di top are sa wara ra next year star carrega Bugatti go be thaga plata sosh plata jo carrega Bugatti go be thaga plata fana Victoria tsela di tra ya nige se nige ka class at one o kare go skela piro to di clash ke na le khamene re over di top are sa wara ra next year Carrega Bugatti go be thaga plata Sash plata jo Carrega Bugatti go be thaga plata Fana Victoria tsena di trata
Baga ba ithatelo dala ga nyoko Traga di jele mathata na Tsene go kasi ga bofa di kanga Kamo ke pusha le santa ya Tripa le sela ke chimpi le kota Tisa lo tani tse tanga ey Chale ga waba skebe la ntswara Stila ga biga batanya ya Ane mate di ki bethela bega Mafelo le dogo wa wira le silo Nefela fono ke those bek Trouble mati dingose ke chume wo kwae Starta ke buga des padi le kale Waga ba kella di piri ga muad Zene go piri ga nkela ga maari Daga di bule da bade ging kari
Ya nige se nive ga class at one Bokare go skela piro to di clash Ke na le khamene re over di top Are sa wara ra next year star Carrega Bugatti go be thaga plat Sash plata jo Carrega Bugatti go be thaga plat Fana Victoria tega di tra Ya nige se nive ga class at one Bokare go skela piro to di clash Che na le khamene re over di top Are sa wara ra next year star Carrega Bugatti go be thaga plat Sash plata jo Carrega Bugatti go be thaga plat Fana Victoria tsena di tra
Ta tsene metsi ma samba ne fisa Moduva mi dogo re thusa sna plata
my time to unwind and try to be
Yo, you tuned in onto Art Entertainment Radio Station.
Jehovah defend me, remari chidana zita my God protect me. Manombo chitsekerira kunge sharisha pastoro. Mwari makandise mudzira ndinotambura pamusoro. Cause ine team rangu chinorwisa madimoni. Tabata zvimadhiri zvovarwadza kunge moni. I listen to the voices I say ye nyore nyore. Ndakaringa nzira nenge nobudira kwamutare. I never get tired, ndinomira semurume pakeria. Ndinoramba ndatsikirira nzira iyi inoda vanozvipira. Ndave bhuru kunge mango neukasha kunge shato. Ndakaringa shokorenyu ndichinyemwerera Mwari Baba ndemubvunzo ndiri kudongorera. Twana understand your vision yamabhembo chete. Patinotadza ndipo pega paunoringa chete.
Rwendo rwacho arungazi nyore, zvinhu zvacho aungazvigone. Rwendo rwacho arungazi nyore, zvinhu zvacho aungazvigone.
Tichidona takakurira geto saka tichinyanya shoro. Mabakteria wanda tode corona. Furai nzira dzanofamba takanyanya chona. Havadikona ndiri mambo satuterere. Pandopinda panzvimbo chayo chipembere. Handisi kutsvaga mufakosi tode budiriro. Saka tona tichichinja kana maitiro. Joshua life iri steady kanipanapa. Kunge ringire iro noska majapa. Kunge dinamo dimbare. Tisu chiva sunguza sunguza chango birida birida.
Mwana kundi firinga.
She not the only one without no questions, no questions. She don't want me with nobody else. She just want me all to herself. She don't share with nobody else.
Keep going.
She just want me all to herself. Make her feel like a superstar. She way above average. I just do spaghetti her cause I'm a barbarian. Soon as I put a paddock on her, nanny hoes staring. Almost went to therapy, but you was all I needed. I can't even front, you gave me something to believe in. No more Audemars, take your talent to bleep. You came up and leave, cause you called a nigga cheap. Every single night we burn stage, cause we toxic. Mushrooms got us outside our bodies. She's so used to me swallowing her, it's turning her rotten. Anytime I leave out on tour, don't be plotting. Every time I'm leaving out the door, she talk fights. Just make sure you're holding me down when I fall out your sight. I go up for Grammys, been by this shit international. Whatever you do, just stay true and show passion. When you talk, be precise.
I took a flight for the paddock. You said, babe, you're so dramatic, I guess. Anything you want, boy, forget it. You just make me feel so. I took a chance and you grabbed it. You said, don't worry.
Toxic. Mushrooms got us outside our bodies. She's so used to me swallowing her, it's turning her rotten. Anytime I leave out on tour, don't be plotting. Every time I'm leaving out the door, she talk fights. Just make sure you're holding me down when I fall out your sight. I go up for Grammys, been by this shit international. Whatever you do, just stay true and show passion. When you talk, be precise.
She's so beautiful, she give life to the lifeless. It's a miracle and she cure me from my vices. Keep it spiritual, don't give up if you're righteous. I go digital, spending cash. Pump a gas on all my staff. Heaven and hell, good or bad. Christian Dior shop in Paris.
I took a flight for the paddock. You said, babe, you're so dramatic, I guess. Anything you want, boy, forget it. You just make me feel so. I took a chance and you grabbed it. You said, don't worry, I got it. You said, and you just make me feel so beautiful. I took a flight for the paddock. You said, babe, you're so dramatic, I guess. Anything you want, boy, forget it.
Flight for the paddock. You need to stop being dramatic, I know.
Baby, baby, you're beautiful.
So beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful.
You're so beautiful.
So beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful.
Baby, come in. Baby, come in. Yeah, that's right.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Yeah, I know this life can really beat you down. You wanna scream, but you won't make a sound. Got so much weight that you've been holding, but won't show any emotion. As a man that goes unspoken, that we can't cry when life gets hard. Unconditional love for women, children, and dogs. We know that we just have to play our parts, and don't nobody give a damn about our broken hearts. Yeah, as a man, we gotta pave our way. Our only function is to work and slave. There's no respect for you if you ain't paid. You're disregarded as a human and you can't complain. And if you ever make it up and actually reach that place and find a woman that you love and give her your last name, you'll feel the things that you provide is only why she stays. And when you try to explain, you'll say, I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Don't give up, keep fighting. As a man, our sun is our horizon. And our father's actions play a role, and we end up like them. So they can't let us see them hurt, cause we'll embody what they do and start a generational curse. No wonder most men are so depressed. All the things that they can't express, they go to war, get thrown on the shelf, then go back to war with their mental health. Then grab that bottle and ask for help, try to pull themselves out of hell. Then fall back down and then realize that they're gonna have to do it themselves. It's the circle of life. As a man, you provide. They don't know what you're worth till the day that you die, and that's when they start crying. Then move on to a man to confide in. That's why we feel we can't hide ourselves. We don't expect you to understand. We just hope we can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and you don't care about what we know.
great radio.
Kinda boy.
Good morning, Takara.
I still get goosebumps every time you pull up to my hood, girl. Every time you pull up to my hood, girl.
Everybody knows the way I feel about you. Even lockdown couldn't keep me from you. Unzai Mari, I don't wanna have it any other way. Baby, can I hold you? Can I caress your body? You got me going crazy, yeah. You're my day.
Ghana, West Africa, and London to Jamaica. You tune in to Heart Entertainment Radio Station. Sig just say so. Then feel no this border.
Fucking Robitussin, I don't know why this shit got me lazy right now, yeah. Can't do Percocets on my leg. I'm turning one and trying to live it up. Hit it right, baby, ooh, yeah. Ride it, ooh, yeah. Bring it over to my place. And you be like, baby, who cares? But I know you. Rain on it.